I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. We're going to see sunshine today and a high near 80 degrees. A campaign stop in Marion yesterday brought Governor Bruce Rauner to town, saying he doesn't support approving more stopgap budgets, including a proposal for struggling colleges and universities, as well as social service agencies. WSIU's Brad Palmer reports.
The Illinois House recently approved a temporary plan to release $559 million to higher education and $258 million to human services, whose funding is not ordered by court rulings. But Rauner says the real solution is a balanced budget that would provide stable funding for places like SIU.
Let's help SIU grow and be a world-class university for the long term. I love SIU. It's a great institution. I'm a big advocate. They need long-term support, not another duct tape solution. Duct tape will not fix the problem.
SIU leaders are looking at dramatic cuts, including a $30 million cut on the Carbondale campus. Public colleges and universities in Illinois have not received any state money since last year due to the budget stalemate. I'm Brad Palmer.
Illinois lawmakers from both political parties seem to be gathering behind a new school funding plan called the evidence-based model. Versions of the plan have been filed in both the House and Senate in Springfield. The House iteration passed out of committee with bipartisan support. Yesterday, Jason Barrickman, a Republican from Bloomington, announced he plans to file his own version in the Senate. He also acknowledged that any plan would need the approval of Governor Bruce Rauner and his top aides, something he says he's still working on.
They haven't seen it yet, but we're going to put it out there and receive feedback from all sorts of groups and people who are important to the legislative process.
Like similar bills already filed, Barrickman's proposal would base school funding on a unique demographic need for each school district. Unlike the others, this would end an automatic block grant for Chicago Public Schools. To Missouri, where the House has defeated a proposal that would have allowed voters to decide next year whether to raise gasoline taxes by nearly 6 cents per gallon. The proposal was floated as a way to fund improvements to thousands of miles of state highways and hundreds of bridges. Supporters say it would have put voters into a ballot initiative to help mitigate the effects of aging roadways across the Show Me State. Missouri has the 7th largest road system in the country, but ranks 47th in revenue per mile. Lawmakers have long floated proposals to generate more revenue for roads and bridges, but so far none have stuck. The proposed fuel tax increase was an amendment to a bill that taxes propane used for vehicles. That bill was given initial approval on Wednesday. We've got sunshine in the forecast today. Expect a high near 80 degrees. Clear tonight, low 59, and we'll round out the work week tomorrow with a partly sunny sky and a slight chance of showers and storms, a high of 82. I'm Jennifer Fuller.